consolidated into one, there was peace everywhere and abundance of all things. No king since the departure of the Roman legions had held such authority. Æthelstan was more than just the first king of all England. In his reign were sown the seeds from which one day would grow a kingdom of Britain.
And that was Sarah Foote with her portrait of King Æthelstan. And another king is featured tomorrow night in the essay, the son of Svein Forkbeard, the King of Denmark, better known as King Canute. You can hear a vivid portrait of his reign and perhaps the truth behind his bid to stop the tide. All in our essay at 10:45 tomorrow evening. And by the way, if you want to catch up with any of the Anglo-Saxon portraits that you may have missed in this series, do go to the Radio 3 website. You'll find them all there in the essay programme page. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock, time now for tonight's edition of Late Junction. And Max Reinhardt is here to present it. Max.
Thank you very much, Ian. You talk about stopping the tide. Well, the tide came in last night. We must have been doing something right on Late Junction because we seem to have given the listeners a lot of musical food for thought. And we had requests and requests. And that's very good. If you want to make some requests and tell us what you'd like to hear on Late Junction, then do tweet us at BBC Radio 3, email lake.junction@bbc.co.uk or text 83111. And I have managed to find at least one of those requests to play tonight, and it's Frank Zappa. Frank Zappa from his most creative phase, Uncle Meat. This is Zola Zackle. Thank you. There he goes. Itchy, taking the notion of a one-man band somewhere else with a tune called Otonoha Tombi, which is the sound of rustling leaves and kites circling in the sky, translated into English. And his whole act is that he comes on with homemade instrument inventions and mixes in a steel drum, ping pong ball, tape loop, xylophone, double bass, trumpet, and for all I know, perhaps a box of staples and a roll of sellotape, and gives it all brand new music with an ancient ritualistic feel, like the long-lost leader of a tribe that disappeared before anthropology was invented. Itchy will be playing more of him next week, you can be sure of that. Before that, Uncle Joe by the Fitzroy Coleman Quartet. And guitarist Fitzroy Coleman was Trinidad-born, but came over here in October 1945 and says all he had with him was a guitar and the clothes on his back. He did not even know, he states quite firmly, that there was a thing called winter. If only. You've probably heard by now the news that this year's meltdown on London's South Bank is in the hands of one Yoko Ono. It takes place in June, and for me the unmissable artists include Immortal Technique, hip-hop genius, no, really, Patti Smith, the Mariam Faithful Bill Frisell duo, Ryushi Sakamoto, and a whole film programme at the BFI too. Somehow or other, she hasn't included Ghost Poet. Yet.
I think we're on the meltdown. I feel it in my bones, you know.
Sorrows and the morals and the Chinatown whispers that will obviously be muttered by the dogs. Now compassion, I don't lie, just heart filled with runner beans and feet like in running shoes. And yes, it was just you and me to fly. Trapdoors abound, no turning round. Set course for the rocks, mate. Chin up, watch us sink without a sound. Watch us sink without a sound. But skin feels icy cold, the flat's old, I'm melting with the parts. So it won't be forever then. I can't do forever friends, cause something in my character just takes a hold and throws me out the car. If I looked too far, I could stop the catastrophe, but you and me weren't meant to be, and so someone somewhere knew it from the start.
The Static and the Swerve, Christopher Cordoba, a solo guitar-based sound collage which keeps on giving the more you listen to it, I can tell you. Before that, Journey in Sachi Dadananda, which is Alice Coltrane floating on an ocean of Swami Satchinandaji's love. He was Alice's guru at the time, and along the ocean there was Alice on harp and Pharaoh Sanders on soprano sax. In a moment, Lisa Hannigan. She was dubbed the token folk nominee of the Mercury Awards in 2009 with but this is her foot-stomping, accordion-driven version of Nick Drake's Black Eyed Dog. But first, from the Kobe Israelite album Blues From Elsewhere, here's singer Anike asking, not unreasonably, why don't you take my brain and sell it to the night?
To be the way you like, or you don't want.
see, you'll never know if you don't try.
If you don't try.
My eyes are drawn toward the sky. I must believe this time will surely be the last time. Take my brain and sell it to the night. It has to be,
it has to be
the way you want.
cadeau qui coffre au
amazing voice of Little Junior Parker with his Blue Flames, Bad Women, Bad Whiskey. Too little work, too much whiskey, too many women, and still no love. That's the sound of a song of love going wrong. In fact, Radio 3 Tonight has been featuring such things. Why? Live in Concert had Act 3 of Tristan and Isolde, and that definitely does not have a happy ending. If you know songs of love going wrong that you'd like us to know about, then tweet them in at BBC Radio 3 or text on 83111. And while you're thinking about it, here's another song of love going wrong. It's from the 80s golden age of Somali dance music. It's played by Mogadishu's Red Hot Dudu Band. Tune's called Hayilin, or Don't Do It. And in it, the singer, madly in love, ask for advice, and the wise chorus reply, don't do it, just don't. God will make it easier for you.
Yeah.
Adoramus te Christe, we adore thee, O Christ, from the second book of Gesualdo's Sacred Songs, published in 1611. Before that, Thumper by Dan Friel, a pillar of the DIY music scene in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. He uses cheap keyboards, chain pedals, field recordings and knick-knacks to brew his blown-out, euphoric, punchy, punky tunes and records them on an ancient PC. Computers? Make way for Laurie Spiegel, the Chicago-born computer music pioneer and composer. She created the music on her album The Expanding Universe between 1974 and 1977 on the Groove system, developed by Max Matthews and F.R. Moore at Bell Laboratories in New Jersey. This is East River Dawn.
Thank you.
East River Dawn by Laurie Spiegel. An electronic fantasia created from live interaction with computer-based logic. Realised long before today's interactive music programmes were a twinkle in a geekster's eye. Tuesday night, Late Junction featured Rocky Traore's new album produced by John Parrish. You can still pick that up on the iPlayer, of course. But tonight, a track from Innocence is Kinky, an album that John has just produced for Oslo's remarkable author, singer, composer and straight-talking frontwoman, Jenny Haval. Here she is, questioning the male gaze. I Got No Strings.
Thank you. beautiful song to them everything I got no strings.
Wahoo!
Your love.
Complete with a 1960s ending there. And last week they were featured on World on 3, the live session. That's Los Chinches with Chicha Love, London's very own Chicha band, in which four European musos meet four Latin American percussionists and wildly celebrate Peruvian styles like chicha from the 1960s, the ever-present cumbia, along with garage rock and surf guitar. And so to Senegalese griot singer and kora player Ablaye Sissoko and New York City trumpeter Volker Gertzer, who've been on the road together since 2008. Here's a track from their new album, recorded in Bonsecours, a mid-19th century all-wooden church in Paris. The lyrics of this song leave all that peaceful seclusion far behind. This is Haiti, which sings of the suffering caused by the earthquake of 2010 and its still unwinding aftermath.
¶¶
Banco mamanta ite yakalosita malomwe sabu Banco mamanta ite yakalosita malomwe sabu
Yakala sita, malamu ni nisa. banko mama ndaiti jakalo sita mala mulisa aiti aiti mala mulisa Bankoma mantaiti jakalo sita malomweza Banko janjantaiti jakalo sita malomweza aiti wo aiti malomweza
Levitation. Pynch and Shackleton, an electronic visionary and a revered craftsman, come together and invent that shamanistic encounter with a post-dubstep dance floor. Now, can it really be the end of the week here on Lake Junction? Yes, but never mind, because tomorrow night on World on 3 at 11 o'clock, Bella Hardy is in session with Mary Ann Kennedy. And next week, I'll be back with more Itchy, with new CDs from Richard Dawson and David Grubbs, and rare field recordings from the Pitt Rivers Museum in Oxford. Good night, and many thanks for listening. I'm going to leave you with Gangster and Istatos Chauffeur, in which we find Otis Taylor coming on like an Elmore Leonard story. An Indian woman chauffeurs a rich gangster who falls in love with her. How will she respond to his blandishments?
Got a cat. You don't care. but you don't care. He's a gangster, she's a limo driver. He's a gangster, she's a limo driver.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. I'm starting today with a concert from June 2012 by the Prague Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Ronald Zollman. Later, you can hear the second of Dmitri Kabalevsky's cello concertos and Dvorak's Sixth Symphony. But they start with a late work by the prolific Bohuslav Martinu. In 1955, on a visit to Italy, the composer discovered the frescoes that Piero della Francesca had painted for the Franciscan Basilica. Brian Large, his biographer, says that in them, Martinu found the substance of all that he wanted to put into music, the peace and colours of nature, the simplicity of form, the philosophy of acceptance and resignation.